Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the inventor, yeah. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. Showing for pretenders, exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct, distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street bloom, the women fuse, the voice is what? Tell us what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, doing my 1-2. It's Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl. Yesterday, last night, I had made history, man. I had your man, Teddy Ted, and Special K live in the building. We shut it down with my co-host, Billy Blast. We had a surprise guest, K Solo from EPMD, Cartier. You know, Cool V, we was doing our 1-2, you know what I'm saying? Shutting it down all day, every day. Today we going to have a hot boo straight out the DMV. You know how we do, man, the package, man. So we getting ready for them to call in. I'm going to have my co-host, Billy Blast of Ventures Beats, doing his 1-2. Because, you know, he always bring you that fire, babe. Yeah, 240, you live in the building on Lush Radio. What's the business? 240,
you out there?
Yeah, what's up? What's the business?
Where they at, Lush 240, you out there? What happened to 240? They arrived, the network is messed up. Lushy Lush.
You had it on mute, son?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm here. What's going on?
Yeah, that was you just called in just now, right?
Yeah, but you had a, did a 240 caller come in?
240 was you, dog.
Aha.
I got one saying, Billy, you wasn't saying that. I was like, son, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, Billy, you just hung out? I was like, what?
Hey, we gonna interview me. Well, hello. How's everybody doing out there? You know, this is Mr. 240 himself.
We waiting for the package to call in so they could do they want to. Billy, I know you had got some urgent news yesterday that we didn't get to talk about Jennifer Hutchins' family. So you want to give them that hip-hop news real quick, son?
Yeah, it's been reported that there was a tragedy yesterday, so to say, that the artist Jennifer Hutchins, everybody knows her from the Dreamgirls and the Spotlight records, that's bubbling crazy right now out there. Her album is actually at number 4 on the Billboards right now, but unfortunately, her mother and brother were murdered in their house yesterday. Yesterday, Friday the 23rd, but it actually happened on the 22nd. Her mother and brother were murdered, and her son was kidnapped in their Chicago home. They haven't found any suspects yet, and they're trying to actually get to the bottom of it to find out what was the reason for all of that. they suspect domestic violence, but, you know, again, everything is all allegedly until the actual facts come out. So, you know, our condolences and our prayers go out to Jennifer Hudson and her family from the Lush Radio Online. Gotta be careful out there, man. It's crazy. We live? Hello? What's the deal? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you dropped down that good information, man, for them, right?
Yeah.
Man, that was an unfortunate tragedy, man. I ain't know people still, you know what I'm saying, do stuff like that nowadays. But like I said, like we were talking about the other day, it had to be somebody they knew, you know what I'm saying, that you know, came through and, you know, turned up to be the, you know, the sister's, sister's husband, you know.
Wow.
That actually came in and, you know, because I'm like, why would they take the nephew for? Like, what is it? Why didn't they just kill, you know? The nephew, God forbid, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I said, it had to be, like, it must have been, so when they said domestic violence, I'm thinking they was, the mother was, you know, helping the sister out, holding the baby and stuff like that because she was going through it. So I'm thinking,
right.
Yo, okay, maybe that's the father of the child that snatched the kid up. Maybe he was so enraged, he just started blasting. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, yeah. People out here is wild, man. But it's like, what? Like, I mean, only monsters do acts like that. Like, how can you even just sit there and take somebody's life looking in their eyes like that?
Yo, that's crazy, yo. That was somebody's mother. That's Jennifer Hudson. I'm really, like, really saddened for her. Like, you know, my heart goes out to her and the family, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like people just do some crazy things out here. I don't even understand it. But, you know, prayers go out to us. So hope everybody, you know, everybody's able to work through it. I know it's such a tragedy, but wow.
Yeah, man.
I know she's probably like finished right now.
I know, man. I just wouldn't even know what to say. But you know, the her bodyguard, like, you know what I'm saying, allegedly said that you know, she was good and everything. But you know, it's just crazy.
Right.
They doing some crazy stuff out there in Chicago, yo. Real talk.
Domestic.
But I go out to you, Jennifer Hudson. You know, you going through your tragic, you know, death and everything with your mother, your brother, man. That was crazy, man. That was crazy. But we about to go to the phone lines real quick. Hopefully we got, you know what I'm saying, the package on here. You know what I'm saying? The DMV's hottest group coming straight out the DMV. DMV 1-2, you know what I'm saying, shutting it down. Remind me of the Roots and Tribe Conquest, man. They songs are hot. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Is this Tickets live on Lush Radio?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, all. Yes, all. We here now.
That's what
What's up,
it is,
Lush?
Man.
How you doing, Lush?
Nothing.
All right?
All right. Good, good, good.
Crazy echo, man. What's that?
Turn your music down in the background. Yeah, the echo. You got to turn your music down a little bit in the back.
That echo is like crazy. There
it
go. That sounds better.
All right. All right. Yeah, thanks a lot for having us on.
I got my co-host on here with me, Billy Blash. You know what I'm saying? His beat's doing his 1-2.
Well, what's up, Billy
Blash? How you doing, cousin? What's going on, gentlemen? All right, how you feeling, man? How y'all doing, man?
We doing all right.
Good. Woke up this morning, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. That's a blessing.
Right there. That's it.
Okay.
So the package, man. What made you come up with the package, man? Bring it to the table.
This is Noyeek. And, you know, I named the group. We all come from this other group called The Infinite Loop. And Theory did a lot of production on the Infinite Loop album. You know, Dimensions is one of the premier MCs in the group. I, you know, looked at myself as one of the premier MCs in the group. And it's like everything that you want in hip-hop, you have right here, the package.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What it is. So, you guys got like a mix of, remind me of Tribe Conquest and the Roots, you know what I'm saying? Real school, but at the same time, you guys can be real hard and edgy. And you guys talk about life, talk talk about, you know, love. You talk about politics. You talk about different issues.
Right, right. That's how the album is just like a reflection of us as individuals and together. It's like,
I'm sounding kind of muffled over there, baby. Like,
hold on. How about now?
That's a little better.
Yeah, a little bit better.
Yeah. Okay, so look, I was saying that the album is pretty much like a reflection of us as individuals. And we got this thing about pushing the image, or, you know, cats pushing images that they can't live up to, you know what I mean? So when you listen to the album, you get Dimes, No Yeek, and Theory. This is straight up. So it ain't no game, it ain't nothing, it ain't no smoke and mirrors. It's just us, and we concern ourselves with all kinds of different things. We love women, but you know you also got to pay attention to the politics. You got to be a well-rounded individual to make it these days, you know. So it's just the album is like I said before, like a true reflection of us and the stuff we into.
So what do each one of you bring to the table as an element to the package?
Well, go ahead, brother. All right, Theory will jump in. This is Theory from the package. My role is bringing the heat. I bring the music to the table, and I also handle mixing and mastering and recording of our project to bring it alive, bring the most that we possibly can with the means at our disposal to the people.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I write a bit, and, you know, if they twist my arm, I'll sing a bit, but, you know, it's not really I'm not trying to be, you know, Theory Soul Child out there, but you know.
So that's the man behind the music. Theory,
right.
Theory brings the music to the table. You know, my name is No Yeek, and I bring, you know, I'm one of the MCs. It's two of us. You know, we come up with the concepts as a three-man unit. And, you know, you get one solo song from Dimensions and myself. And, you know, I mean, it's like we take responsibility for hip-hop. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. And I'm Dimensions, like I did not say before. And what I bring to the table is co-writing with my man right there. And also, like, just kind of like, we have a vision, and I play my part to help make that vision come true beyond the pages. We all wear different hats. We all wear several hats to make sure that this ship stay afloat and get to its destination. So, you know, we handle the music side and the business side, also with my with our fourth person, Mr. Spear Esquire Island Page. He helps hold down the backbone.
That's what it is, man. I mean, y'all really doing y'all thing. Are y'all originally from the DMV, all of you guys?
Well, I'm originally from D.C. Theory is originally from Greece, but he reps VA in this area. No Yeek is originally from New York, Buffalo to Staten Island, and then he found his way down here in Virginia.
How'd y'all get together, man? How did y'all
unify this
whole group?
It was that one crew that I spoke of earlier, the Infinite Loop. We were all from different groups, and the Infinite Loop was like a home for a lot of us at
right.
the stage of our careers, where you know you had this one unit that had every that was basically self-contained to be able to you know handle all the responsibilities of being a label. So, you know, the Infinite Loop made a lot of noise in like, the you know, I say mid-90s to early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had somewhat of a following. And, you know, right when things were looking like the light was right there, you know, things, you know, a lot of things happened. You know, everybody has their tales of we were right there and then everything just went wrong. So it was still a few brothers who did music from, you know, from the heart. And, you know, we came together, you know, Theory.
Yeah. That
Dimensions was solo
yeah.
and in the group. I had been in the group. You know, we all came together and was like, look, let's make this happen.
But it's even deeper than that. Cause we really all came together at this one dusty club called the Retox.
Yeah.
It was just a, you know, another dusty underground hip-hop night. And
dusty.
Just dusty
right.
love, dusty vinyl.
It was gritty.
Gritty hip-hop.
Gritty to the
gritty.
Extent.
I'm talking about Tim's and bomber jackets, you know, it was gritty. It was what it was. So that night,
You know, it was the first night me and my group had ever performed live. You know, Grizz had already, you know, was already working a deal with Mercury at the time with his group, the GIs. He was the heat on the streets. I didn't even know who our man Dimensions was or Head Rock. And, you know, just we were the second group to go on. And, you know, I put the mic down and let our man Head Rock freestyle during our set. You know, I met up with 1-2 and Grizzo that night. And Dime saw it. You know, we formed a movement. One of our songs on the album is called Chronicles, and it even spells out that story of that night.
Right.
You know, and it's been brotherhood since, you know, 15 years now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
We've been doing this for a minute, yeah.
That's a blessing. Really, you got
Yeah, I want to, I'm interested in finding out, like, hey, where did y'all come up with the concepts for y'all name?
Noyeek is my real name, my government backwards. My mother named me Keon. Noyeek is backwards. This is another side of Keon that, you know, everybody doesn't get a chance to know. It's like breaks down to never off your ears, and everybody knows. In the street, they call me Grizz, so, you know, everybody know Grizz. Man, you come around the DMV, you talk to anybody walking the streets that does hip-hop, they know Grizz. So, you know, that's what Noyeek is.
For theory, for me, I didn't name myself this. You know, I think prior to this name, they used to call me Temper. I calmed down a little bit, really. But, you know, I got a knack for electronics. And so if it's broken, it's not broken until I've touched it. You know, if I say it's broken, then it's actually dead. But ordinarily, I can bring it back. And, you know, as a result of that type of skill, they call me Theory. And it's stuck.
Right. That's the Black MacGyver right there.
Yeah, the Black MacGyver. Black, yeah, we Black Diver, yeah.
MacGyver was the man.
So, and I'm Dimensions. Originally, I used to go under the pseudonym 1-2. And when I started working on production, back then I just kind of worried about, like, crafting the words. And when I got into production, I wanted to do it under a different pseudonym. And I was just thinking one day, and Dimensions came to me because I was like, this is another Dimensions to my overall artistic endeavor, right? One more dimension. And sure for that is Dimes. I'm not going to tell you where that came from, you know, but there's no statute of limitations, but, you know, it kind of stuck with me, and I've been doing that since 96. So when we did I was in a group called Organic Symmetry under the name 1-2, and so when we formed the package, I kind of wanted, like, kind of separate myself, you know what I mean, as an entity. This is like a rebirth, and so now I just, you know, Dimensions kind of pushed 1-2 out the way, and we're here now.
I'm telling you, Billy, yo, their stuff sounds like, I'm telling you, when you hear this stuff, I'm going to go on to one of their songs in a few minutes, man.
All right.
Song, yo, I swear to God, I thought I was listening to, like, the rhythm and everything, but it's like, almost like they even had their own twist to it, you know what I mean? Everybody brings different parts to the different songs, and how their delivery is crazy. I'm saying, they did a couple, you know, shows out here in the DMV. I mean, so you're going to one of y'all songs. So can y'all gentlemen stand fast for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we got this song, man. It's straight from the package. The hottest group coming straight out the DMV. 1-2, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Look Out Below by the package, you know what I mean?
It's the package.
In the mug, look, where's the beverage? Acting big boy, too much to get leverage. I got stuff for you, get your pink slips and severance. Now do you think you left it? Yeah. It's an orthodox to be shot by this hardcore knock. I'm from the Middle East, with bullet holes, riddle streets, and attention we pay the beast, to say the least.
Yeah. You see me in the street, keep it peace and love, love. I don't walk with heat, but I was born in crud. Old school hustle reform, forecast in the storm. Here's your weather bug before you log on. This evening's broadcast gon' save your soul fast. Here's the warning, black clouds are forming. Heat waves spiraling, global warming. Plus years of warring,
my mind rotates like planets. Thoughts hold place like granite. Forever expanding, but never left standing still. Nevertheless, still standing, still cynical. Times is the black sentinel with two tentacles. Grip mics with toxic cups. Spit the light that'll fuck your function up. So get your gumption up.
Look out below. Look out below. Look out below.
Look out below.
Look out below.
Look out below.
Look out below.
Look out below.
Look out below.
Hey. You can freely choose your path, but if that path leads across me, you will get smacked.
Look out below.
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 Hey.
You can freely choose your path, but if that path leads across me, you will get smacked.
It's haymakers in the air, shots fired over there. They dropping bombs everywhere, everybody's in fear. Body parts fell right out of the sky, right here. It's a decade of the package, lines pride I hear. 40 score lineage, how long the rain lasted. Pure dope pumped in hard plastic. Materials classic, like your campus has syphilis. Here to make a difference, plus bling about
a melanin shapeshifter with rhymes to make your tape blister. I can't resist to blow your transistors. Here to expand listeners through line weaving. I'm leaving your frequencies. Sweet cosmic language is what I frequently speak. Atomic anguish converted into ink on the sheet. It creates a chain reaction where the links on the beat. The main attraction every time the package speaks.
Look out below. Catch the bottom imprint of my Tim.
Look out below.
I'm one hand hanging off the rim. Going deep like Vic, Brett Favre and them. I'm in the street popping trash plus dropping a gem. I stem from a phoenix overheated. Burn mics in your city suburbs and scenics. I'm glued to your ears. The package stamping. Hip hop is frantic. The trio of Leo's prophet for the people.
Look out below.
Look out below.
Look out below,
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 look out below.
Hey,
you can freely choose your path, but if that path leads across me, you will get smacked.
Look out below,
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 look out below.
Hey,
you can freely choose your path, but if that path leads across me, you will get smacked.
It's the package,
package, package.
Slow down, fly, don't
get.
If you're looking for official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group, LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop. We can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man, man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff all here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy, with an S, official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L, DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down. Or holler man at his email at chosen1369@aol.com. It's not a game, man. Yeah, your girl Lushy Lush. Yeah, your girl Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, give you an opportunity to get on, man. Nothing but hot videos. We shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers. www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, cause I'ma punish you, baby. this is a Lushy Lush exclusive. We bringing nothing but the hottest to you, baby. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building and shutting it down. 1 o'clock show on a Saturday doing my 1-2 with my co-host Billy Blast from Vintage Beats, man. And we got the package straight out of the V doing nothing but the hottest. Did y'all hear that joint out below, man? Are you scared? Are you ready for it? Ready, man, because the package is coming through. The
PKG Entertainment,
we here now. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I'm glad y'all are feeling that. We do a part in our show. Dime says, we about to do Look Out Below. And if you wonder why, it's because we some giants in this.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's the concept behind that. We some giants in this shit.
That's right.
Boom, boom.
Dropping bombs on them. Somebody's got to. You know, I'm not going to. This is theory, by the way. I'm not going to knock anybody's creativity out there. You know, there's a lot of people say it's just nothing but garbage music out there. I'll tell you this. For the wackest song you've ever heard, there's a team of people like, this is the best music that's ever been made. So, you know, it's more the machine that's pushing that on the people. There's people
right.
like you, Lush, that are getting it out to the people, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Good
right.
looking. Real for real.
Good looking.
Right.
I'm trying to bridge you know what I'm saying, with old school and new school, and teach these cats where, you know, everything originated from. Had, you know, like yesterday, Teddy Ted, I wish y'all could, guys could have called in. Teddy.
Oh, that's my man
and,
right there.
Awesome, too, yesterday,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I met the other time, and I'm going to have Special Ed on the 31st, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm trying to bring these legends and these icons and pioneers that's paved the way for, you know, cats like you and other people doing their thing, people
right.
I looked up to, you know what I'm saying? And y'all bringing that real hip-hop back, and that's what I'm loving about y'all, you know what I mean?
Well, that's why we call the album New Golden Era.
And it's important that it's not a throwback, you know? Yeah, I could imagine what Premier would do with the tools, you know, if he had the tools I've got today back then. You know, we take the technique and move it all forward.
Right.
Reaching back.
Right.
We keep the core essence of hip hop in mind while we making our music, and also keeping in mind that it is music. You understand what I'm saying? It has to be music in order for it to work.
And you describe us, you know, in the roots vein, and that sort of thing. Yeah, because it's music. You know,
right,
so we try
right.
to keep it organic that way. Go ahead, Don. Right. I'm sorry.
Also, I would like to say, you know, far as the golden era, you know, those cats and before, it all originated, they were bricklayers for the building that is hip-hop now. But we are also at a unique a point in time where older artists are still relevant. Chris still bangs them out. You know what I'm saying? De La Soul still bangs them out.
Yeah, because there's an adult hip-hop audience.
That's right. Now it's an adult hip-hop audience now. And, you know, they need to get their food on, too. And so, like, we are providing it for them. Every, you know, hip-hop, the beautiful thing about hip-hop is, like, you know, it's something out there for everybody, all kinds of tastes. So we're not really into, like, that hip-hop is dead. Hip-hop ain't dead. Hip hop is alive and kicking, champ, and it's right here on Lush Radio.
The package.
You know what that whole hip hop is dead thing. I kind of think that was ingenious, like with Nas, because what that did was instead of him actually saying, "Yo, hip hop is dead. I ain't dealing with this no more." I think it was the spark that brings the package to the surface. You know
right. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I understood it holistically when he did it, because I know himself. He don't believe that, because as long as he's living,
right,
hip hop
right.
is alive. You see what I'm saying? So I definitely understood that. It was like reverse psychology, and what it did was it made people that's doing hip hop. Reassert themselves. Like me and this brother, we were talking the other day, and matter of fact, Alan, the fourth horseman, we were talking the other day, and he said, back in the days, you could be positive and it still be and still have swagger. It's like the more now, if you ain't game banging or what I call gun tonguing, if you ain't gun tonguing or or selling dope every 5 minutes. Like, you ain't cool. But you know what? The average dude is cool, y'all. It is cool to not have to look over your back, champ. It's cool to be just a father to your children. It's cooler to have knowledge yourself.
It's cool to be you, for real.
Right.
Real.
It's cool to be you, champ.
Matter of fact, when you was growing up, only the cats who were themselves were cool.
Right. Those were the ones that you really looked up to. Right.
You know what? Crazy when me and Blast were on yesterday, actually Teddy Ted touched on that. He asked him the question about want to, you know, tell the youth. He was like, yo, just yourself. It's too many people swagger jacking and stuff out here.
Right. And we trying to go against the grain. We LLing right now with the lead single making ways. You know what I mean? It's cool to, like, if you're a one woman man, it's cool to be a one woman man, champ. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Today, that's the safest and best thing to do.
Right. Oh, boy, because there's some things out here now, champ. Your joint just jump off and leave you.
Like luggage.
Like,
keep
you know
it
what
forever.
It is that people will be, I think it's that in the hip-hop right now is that, you know, people are, instead of actually listening to the music, they're actually following what they see.
Right.
You know, with all due respect to Jeezy as an artist and as a man first, you know what I mean? But, you know, if Jeezy was to pull his drawers up over his head and come out in the video and say that's what Jeez do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There'd be thousands of people walking around here with drawers on their head.
Right, that's right.
You know,
no doubt.
How many cats was wearing backwards pants when Crisscross was out?
Exactly. Right, I mean, it's always influenced the people. It's just what the influence is.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You have groups like the package.
Man can kiss another grown man in the mouth and hip hop can accept it. You know what I'm saying?
We're not pointing any fingers, like we ain't saying no names, Wayne.
I'm just saying, another nigga can taste another
nigga's
saliva.
You are wrong,
Cam! Oh.
How do you stand on a podium and put your name and then four F's in the name and then another man's name at the end? Like, that doesn't equal up to me. Like, you know, we're not going to say no names. Weezy effing baby.
Right.
Like, how was that supposed to sound, man? Like, how do you...
Cosmetic bags, man. What's up with cosmetic bags, man? What's up? You ain't no duffel bag boy, but you have cosmetic bags.
Right.
You know what?
Saying no names, though. You know, you ain't going to put Lushy Lush name out there. You know what I'm saying?
Lushy Lush tells the truth, y'all.
You know, cats out here is doing something like, yo. You know, it's just like a nigga, yo, man, it's okay to play ball and I grab your butt. Like, come on, son. What are you doing out here, son?
You gotta take a stand.
I don't know, man. You know,
it's
only giving things.
If we ever and pour all on you, son, come on, that's not hard.
Right. Let me pull you up before you go out there, champ.
Let me make sure you shining.
Right. Hey, that Weezy as a baby, that right there, that's classic, champ. That's classic.
Yeah. That was
it didn't even hit me like that, y'all. I was like, damn, you right, champ. As a baby.
Man.
Like, yo, how do you get? Like, you know, when was that commandment in hip hop written that's okay, man? Like.
Right.
I guess that's the chapter of hip hop I skipped over.
Right.
Ain't none of us go to that class.
Yeah. That was the chapter on the editing floor, champ. That didn't make the book.
There's no curriculum for that class right there.
I didn't hear about, because I must have didn't hear about that class. Cause I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, hip hop. I was sleeping and I woke up into a nightmare, but I really don't know. Can just come and, you know, pay saliva to grown men and, you know, hip hop acceptance.
Well, that was hip hop 102. See, we all came up in hip hop 101, but that was 102. You know what I mean? But that's why the package is here and I will cast.
Yeah, I dig the package sound. I like the sound of the package. You know what I mean? They have that relevant sound right now. It does take you back, Lush. Like, you know, to connect with what you said earlier, like
right.
that the tribe quest and the, you know, that it's that lane. It's the Talib Kweli and all that lane.
Right.
Those are the artists that I see as far as hip hop goes.
We like to call that lane pure hip hop.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Well, and it's, you know, like I said, it's hip hop, it's rap out there, it's something, it's, whatever your taste is, it's out there. But, you know, the thing is, when we were coming up, it was balanced on the airwaves. You can hear everybody. It wasn't like violence was never in hip hop. Violence was always in hip hop. Misogyny was always in hip hop. But there was also consciousness. It was also relevant news that was in hip hop. It was also like our Underground Railroad. You learned about other cities, how they swag was, how they came up. You know what to do and what not to do when you in that city. You learn all of that from hip hop. You learned about Muhammad. You learned about Jesus. You learned about Buddha. You learned about all kinds of stuff because everybody brought their little bit to the table. But now it seems like it's only one vein that's really getting out there. You know what I mean? As far as what you said earlier, Blast, like about people following. You know, people follow, but they still ain't listening. Like, you know, a lot of cats ride Pac, you know what I mean? But when you really listen to what Pac is trying to do, it ain't about banging on everybody. You know what I mean? He was really trying to unite a sleeping giant. So the cats is like, if you really listening, if you really following, then it should enrich your life depending on the artist you choose to follow. You know what I'm saying? And like back in the day, you had that balance across the board. But now it's like you only got it's leaning to one side real heavy.
Yeah, and the side that as a man you don't want to be on at this point in time.
Right,
that's
right.
For real,
as a man, you never want to be on that side. For real, as
right.
a man.
Right, right, right.
Knucklehead, young, you know, young knucklehead. You know, everybody experiences what they go through.
Right.
As a man, you don't want to be in them positions, man.
Right, right. Cause yeah, and that's and we coming from the standpoint we doing grown man hip hop, champ. You know, it's out there for everybody to feast on, but we doing some grown man hip hop here, and as a grown man, we're gonna radiate that throughout our music, our image, how we're perceived. That's where it's at.
You know, we take responsibility for how hip hop is looked at, viewed, listened to. And follow, you know what I'm saying? And how many of us, you know, we need to keep taking responsibility. It's a lot of dope artists that don't get light that also take that responsibility. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
right.
we about to break that ground.
Right. Right.
Like Mos and Salib and Common and all them brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask
for Kanye
another
West.
Question real quick?
What's that?
Yeah.
Can I ask you another question real quick?
Oh, yeah.
What is
mm-hmm.
the hardest adversity that you guys had to just, you know, into the industry and just dealing with the whole industry? What is the hardest thing you got to deal with?
Well, let me say this. The glass ceiling. Like, all right, we coming from the DMV area. This area is known for go-go. So, like, when we up top, like, when we have done shows in New York or abroad, period, you get two reactions. One is, what borough are you from? Right? And the second one is, now you can't be from D.C. because don't y'all do go-go? You know what I'm saying? So, like, as an artist, particularly from D.C., we've had to break through certain barriers of stigmatism because cats from abroad only think that it's only one type of music being done here on the grassroots level. I say, so that'd be number one for me.
True. Oh, no, man. For me, it's the... For real, it's the crab in the barrel syndrome in the area that we in the DMV right now. That's shifting out of the way it has been. You know, you got all these different artists who basically have, you know, everybody got connects in different areas, and all you need is, like, you know, the top 10 players on all these top 10 different teams to come together and really put it together, and it hasn't happened. But it's like just that right now. You know, a lot of artists are really, really coming together to make it a movement as opposed to about me.
Right, right.
You know, that has been the hardest in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see the change, and it feels great to see the change and be part of it too. because we were guilty just like other crews. You know what I'm saying? You see brothers in at the parties or after the shows. Yeah, we're gonna get together and work on this. We're gonna get together and work on this, and it never has happened. But within the last few years, you know, you start seeing a lot of cats from different cliques clicking up together and making it happen, and then, you know, being there when each other shooting videos, and you know, brothers got release parties and things of that nature.
And doing songs with each other, cameos and such and such. Yeah, you are. Yeah, so, I changed my mind.
For real, you know what? Can I ask y'all a question? Lush?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your favorite song on the album?
I don't even know if Lush got the whole joint yet.
You know what? You know, I actually like all your songs because I just like, you know, your delivery and the way you guys coming, but. You know, I actually seen the video for Making Waves, and it just shows all the different points and stuff. And I actually really like Making Waves. The video with the music is hot. I really like it.
Thank you, sister. I was about to ask you about that. I was trying to jump in and be like, tell me what you thought of the video.
Word.
I think it was really smooth. It's something that you can, you know, everybody can listen to. You know what I'm saying? You can sit with your girl, you know what I'm saying, and listen to it. It's a real hot joint. You just want to chill by yourself, rock it in the car. It's a real nice.
Well, thank you.
You got to find me that in, Lush. I want to see that. I want to hear what they're about.
Oh, you ain't heard the album yet, God?
I'm going to play the joint. I'm going to play Making Waves in a second. And another thing, before we get deep into it, I need to send a shout out to Game Face, because I'm the first lady of Game Face. He made all of this happen. You know what I mean?
That's
big,
what's up.
Big love to my man, State to State.
State,
man, what's
State
up,
to
baby?
State.
How you doing?
I haven't seen that brother in too long, man. You got to come through the next joint.
We need some more T-shirts, God.
More T-shirts here, no bull. I mean, Dimensions have got a little bit bigger. Yeah. I need a better cut, champ.
Dimensions have changed, huh?
Yeah. I don't do this medium, you know what I mean? I can't do the rock star, champ.
Yeah, man, I don't understand that either, man. It's like, yo, like me personally, I'm not no thin dude, man. So, you know, I went in the store the other day, and actually it was a downtown locker room.
Uh-huh.
I bought an LR T-shirt, and I bought a pair of jeans. You know what I mean? When I got home, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I thought I was putting on denim socks.
Yeah. But see, that's how them youngers like it. We go right up under their ass. I don't understand that. Like, you know, you want a little sag, a little bag to your joint, but your ass out, champ? Come on, man.
The box briefs on, like, come on, what are you doing, man?
Right.
Terrible in the schools with the high school students. How many times when I got to lit up, I think it's hot. And I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can see what color your body is you wearing. And it's all the way down almost to your ankles. And
right.
I'm like, do y'all really? I sat in the whole classroom when I was seven. I said, yo, y'all want to know where that stuff originates from? If you a real OG, it originates from Jake. And
that's
when you
right.
sag your pants like that, you inviting another dude to see manhood, real talk. They was like, nah, son, we going to pull our pants. Real talk, I don't even go like no homo. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They're doing stuff that don't even know where it come from.
Right. They just like the look.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw some kid with his belt was tied around his thighs.
Right.
So his pants could be all the way down and
right.
his whole ass out. It's just, it was never cool to me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to start a unit that just goes around kicking little youngers in their ass. You got your ass. If you got your ass out, you deserve foot in it.
The PIU, the Pull It Up Crew.
Yo, we're going to go on to another song.
That's the entity that it is.
We're about to go on to another joint, Making Waves. You know, I really wanted to check this out, so I'm about to play this joint. This for it's good for you, it's good for me, it's good for everybody, man. Making Waves, man. It shows the versatility of the group. Saying you heard, look out, you know what I'm saying, look out below, check this one, Making Waves, man. I'm feeling the waves right now. Check this out.
I was thinking about you, thinking about you. I'm on my way back to my way, but if you've got some
chilling at the crib. You know what I mean? Went out the blue, the phone rang. No thing, hopped up, grabbed the line soon as the voice said. I was a little shook, it took a couple seconds for the voice on the phone to be fully recollected. It was connected to a chick in my past, a few years, a few tears, but a whole lot of laughs. I said, I guess there ain't no need to ask who this is. She said, how are you and the kids? I said, exquisite. She said, I'll be up in VA for a couple of days. What's up with a visit? I had to hesitate before I set that date. Right there I had to set it straight. A baby girl, I'm already spoken for. With that chick I told you about when we spoke before. Now it's love.
I was thinking about you.
Baby girl, it's Keon, I shed a piece of your world. You got a lock on my memory, I'm hoping you remember me. I was your teddy bear and your grizzly. I'm still semi-crazy, enough about me. What's up with you, baby? Words, you got married and living happily. A childhood friend? Yeah, it had to be. And he get along with your family too. Y'all got any kids? Working on two? That's what's up, I got married too. We in the middle of year number two. She's my queen, my boo. From New York too. Now the music making moves. We just bought a home in the package. What you hear when the radio's on? Nah, got no kids, I'm always on the run. The same thing that you ran away from.
I was thinking about you. So I doubt your number.
www.newgoldenera.com. The video is right there on the first page, and to the left of it, a link to the album, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon.com, wherever you want to get it.
You know, and if you're on MySpace, you can visit us, you know, hit us, send us the link to become one of our friends, you know. We make fam, not fans, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
That's MySpace.com/ It's the Package.
And Les, we'll connect so we can get you a hard copy or anything.
That's what it is, man. And y'all can also check out the video on my networking site, www.lushradiothemovement.ning.com. It's a hot video. It's sexy. It's just, I mean, you know, you could be digging in the scene on a gangster lean, woo-hoo, with the Package, man.
Yeah, that's it. We love that.
CKG Entertainment, we here now.
Hey, Lush, we got a show of the 30th down in Adams 30th. Morgan. Yeah,
yeah.
Called Felix. It's a it's a producer showcase called The Beatdown.
Right.
Okay.
I'm one of the feature producers, so I'm gonna get my beats off to you. And the Package is also gonna do a set. So you and Blast, you should definitely be in the house.
Yeah,
and any of your listeners that want to come down, that's Felix in Adams Morgan, the 30th. We're gonna burn it up.
Yep. I gotta come through. You get the show of your lifetime. Meet some more of your family. You know what I mean?
That's right.
What it is.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, no question. We'll be in the building for that.
That's
what it is. Well, just get at me so we make sure we got y'all at the door.
Right.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be in the building for that.
Come through with the car blanche. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. Y'all fly in for that joint so I can start putting it out?
Yeah. We should be able to get you the info. We'll get it to you this weekend, no doubt.
I love y'all. I support y'all in everything you do, and I pray to God that everything you guys want in life comes true for you. And I say that from the bottom of my heart, y'all guys are making moves. You guys are making history, and it's not a game, man. For real, I support y'all in everything that y'all doing out here. For real, real talk.
Man, thank you, and God bless you and
thank
your
you
family,
Blast.
Too, man. Blast,
thank
God
you
bless
too,
you and your fam, for real, man.
God bless
you. And you know what? That proves our philosophy, right? We roll with this philosophy. The philosophy is humanity is family, right? So all these human beings on this planet is our brothers and sisters, and we just thank God for the opportunity to meet our brothers and sisters, you know what I mean?
Right.
When we see each other, we're going to act like that and treat you like our brother or our sister, you know what I mean? So, CKG Entertainment, that's what we do.
So what we expect to see from you guys later on in the future?
We got another video coming out. His producer named Ciroc had won his beat competition, and the Package put together with Kokai and Enoch and Grab Lover for the intro is a video coming out, you know, soon. I think he has another month or so to edit the video, and then, you know, we'll have that out online too. And then by then, you know, you never know what Making Waves video is by then, so... You know, look out for the song.
Saying,
it's called Warning.
But I'm saying, though, can let's get a cameo in that joint? Something like,
you know what? That night at the 30th might be the last shoot for that video because he wanted to get a live scene in. So that might be the night to
be there. I'm gonna be all up in the stage.
That's what's up.
That's right. Show some love.
But and you gotta
we've got solo albums virtually in the can.
Yeah.
Dimensions is coming up next. He's gonna hit you with Language.
A Brain Celebration.
That's
wow.
Right.
And then following that, you know, he's gonna hit you. I'm gonna hit you with my sophomore effort, and it's called Eartainment.
Speaking of sophomore
effort, you know, everybody can go check out Noyeek the Grizzly Bear and pick up the Face Crunch. You can get that at ntgb.net. You can get that at myspace.com/Noyeek. N-O-Y-E-E-K, or you can also just go straight to CD Baby or iTunes, and you know, it's there.
You know what?
Face Crunch.
Just Google it. That's all you got to do. Google it.
I mean,
Google us, baby.
And for real, you know, Cash have called that album a classic, and we've heard classic response on this album, so, it's, you know, it feels good, man. It feels good.
That's
and the theory got an instrumental joint coming out after the Eartainment. Hitting you with joints from different sides of his brain. What's the title of that joint there?
Different sides of his brain, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, I'm kicking a couple of titles around, but right now it'll probably be Oasis, because I'm just giving you a place to free your mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With you in the car, you know, you got your iPod on, I'm going to provide some funky isolation. So
yeah,
people
think...
I know I can.
You know, sometimes I be tripping out sometimes, huh?
I know I can.
Hey, what do you think about a title like, what you think about a title like Instrumental?
Right?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
cool.
Not bad. Right.
I like that there, young man.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm thinking all sorts of things. You know, I'm just going to bring some vibes for the mind. And you definitely get a taste of what's coming on that when I do my thing on the 30th there in the production. You can pretty much count on most of what you hear being on my solo release. So it's a nice little preview.
That's what
I mean,
it's
like
is, right?
Perfect music to travel to. You can listen to everything that PKG Entertainment has to offer. Probably by like June of next year, we should have released all of these projects.
Mm-hmm.
You can just ride across the country and just pop one CD in after another, not have to press stop. You might want to press rewind, but you won't have to press stop. You know what I mean?
That's right.
that's what we need, more non-pressing stop albums, man.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, our music is just going to change the way they even make CD players. It's just going to have a play and a rewind and an eject. That's it. Play, rewind, and eject. That's going to be the line of PKG CD players. That's what's up.
But thank y'all for all the love, man. For real.
Thank you, no doubt.
So
we look forward to
up?
Seeing you.
Y'all need to ask. You and since Vintage Beats, he does some hot fire beats, Like maybe I should get to do a collabo too.
We gotta run that past
CD, bring it
right now. We gotta run that past there.
Yeah, see it there because the package is mine.
But bring a CD, champ. You come through Felix, bring a CD.
Please do, like for real.
When we do our solo joints, we jump out there. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, Theory is held down like 70-80% of both our joints, but we do fuck with other people, and also it gets you into the networking of other MCs that we know.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like on my solo album, I got a couple tracks from Ciroc. I got a couple tracks from this brother named Slim Cat. I'm about to get with this brother who did a few joints on my first joint named Blackberry Jones. Theory did a great portion of it, and it's all about bringing hip hop to the stage you feel it's supposed to be for you.
Right.
So we try to put that out there to the world because like I said, we take responsibility.
Ain't nobody trying to step on Theory's toes.
That was all jokes.
Sense of humor. That's my sense of humor.
So that's what's up.
Please come through.
I'm gonna hit that TV baby up in 2 minutes, man, and cop that.
Love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do what y'all do. Y'all want to. We'll be, copping that album. All y'all people out there listening, y'all need to they live in the DM doing they want to. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game. Real talk. Shout out to all the people listening inside, in the chat room.
Let me throw a couple shout outs out there if I can. Let me give a shout out to my man Head Rock. A shout out to the two brothers that really helped propel us to where we are right now. That's my man DJ U Rock and Spirit Equality. Wanna give a shout out to the whole DMV music scene. One time for your mind. It's the package, yo. We love y'all. Keep doing your thing, please. And we gonna make it pop.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I wanna do a little plug too if I can get a platform.
Go ahead.
Y'all go out there and get that Kindred the Family Soul album, man, The Arrival. They just dropped a new album. Vintage Beats got a placement on their track number 9, The Love We Share.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Congratulations.
I hear that. Yeah, bless, we got to get up, man. Trade techniques, you know what I'm saying?
I'm always doing that, man. The sound library is like 700 gigs and some change, man.
That's what's up. I got deep digital crates myself,
Yeah, man.
All right, fam. Thanks
y'all,
for the time.
I love y'all people, what I'm saying?
We love you, too.
Tell y'all cats they love you today, man. Let's tell you, It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. You do, I'm about to go check out Soul 5. I'm about to get my aura on, do my 1-2. I'm going to blog it, Check me out, holler at your girl. I do it for people, not for myself. Live with Billy Blast, Vintage Beach. We get the package. New Golden Era, It's Not a Game, DMV Stand Up. We about to leave out with Windows to My Soul by The Package.
Yeah.
I'll let you, girl.
One. Easy.
This is DJ Generic. I got your man Super. I got your man Hype. Together they're super hype in the studio today. Pushing that new single, Jiggy in the Ass. Tell you what, boys, my girl's Jiggy in the Ass. I love that ish. Tell me about it.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. It ain't about all that song. It's about buying my album. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? We toasting Big Chris up in this motherfucker.
You know
toasting big guns. All kinds of crack sales. We gonna tell you all about it. You know what I mean?
Buy our album.
You think you're being high.
Hey,
in front of cameras. Niggas be talking about hoes that they handle and how they hold them hammers. Real wolves come to them shows with the blammer. Catch them backstage and expose all the bammers. Yeah. I know you're handling your hands, but you need to be concerned how you handle your man. Why you're counting the figures that don't amount to shit. You surrounded by niggas who love us. You a dead boy? You need to look both ways, cause you might get caught in these streets. Thinking the diamonds all sweet to you. Monkey ass getting tossed off your feet and then. Damn, that's bad. Somebody call an ambulance. Met up with the devil and he had to dance. I guess he'll fight for his life if he had the chance. What you think?
You think you're big time.
Big time.
I know that
I'm making it.
I see cats play big, but inside they about gay big, front and Goliath. Since I was a young and I applied the science and concluded that real killers moved in silence. You can be on top of your game. You can have it all, have the guap and the fame, the watch and the chain. To somebody with nothing, throw that Glock to your frame and you'll drop just the same. Who cares that you're brawling? Who gives a damn what you got in your wallet? Your house, your jewels, and the whatchamacallit. Y'all niggas regressing, y'all need to evolve quick. I ain't gonna say crime don't pay, I know it does. And I'm from the same struggle, so I ain't no judge. But somebody need to take the lead, cause we got babies to raise, not just to feed, boy.
Yeah.
It's a rap. Hold on for a second.
Grizz?
Yeah,
so we're pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so too.
No doubt. I think that's a wrap, though.
It's a wrap. I don't know.
Well, we hung up after the last song on the, we did the...
I was hung up?
The interview in Portland. Now, he said, hold on. It's all good.
Yes, sir. So, we need to make sure we connect with her, see what she was going on up there, where she at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
Real for real. Like, she's really feeling the shit, though.
Yeah, for real. Again, like, there's no reason to lie about it, you know what I'm saying? If you weren't fucking with it, she wouldn't have had us on the show.
Right.
Because that was genuine. Yeah, I'm glad they're digging it, for real.
Real, and good looking out state. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. It's stated to keeping it moving.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe we'll see him on the 30s.
For real. Maybe. But he been, dude, that ain't been traveling the world trying to, you know, make it pop, yo.
Yeah, it's good, man, it's good.
I don't know how he doing it, but the Lord got him covered, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we need some more t-shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Game Face joints are fresh.
Yup. I'm glad I got a couple shots with him, you know what I mean?
Sure. All right, man. Well, I'll get off the phone here. I will holler at you later.
Well, I'm going to hold on and see what John say when he come back on. So, I'll holler back.
I guess I'll give him 60 more seconds.
Terrible. When do you go back to the plantation?
Tuesday. I still got a couple more days.
Good.
Yeah, there he is.
Okay. So we off.
Yeah. Yeah, that went very well.
Hold on, you know what? I'm going to hang up and call Grizz. I'm going to hang up. Grizz, call me back.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Also, did you talk to Soul?
Nah. I will do that. I'm out in the car and shit.
Okay.
I ain't want no kids in the background and none of that shit.
All right.
Oh.
All right,
Grizz? All right.